Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Cool.
Sorry. I'll try to keep that to a minimum, but I am still chasing off the very tail end of a cold.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been convalescing.
Yeah, I've been on the mend.
Steady diet of NyQuil.
Yeah, yeah, I've been nuzzling up to the Tussin Teat.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I will be working off of the iPhone today, as far as the browser goes.
Okay.
Because I can't open any more than 3 tabs.
Without it going nuts?
Yeah, yeah. Without it sounding like it's going to launch off my desk.
Is it a vacuum?
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It sounds like a giant Roomba.
It sounds like a giant simile. There we go. That's an intro.
Dick.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 143.
Yeah.
Of the internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
And you are?
I'm Chris. Who the hell are you?
I'm Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses. You specifically yep. asked me to.
That was all I wanted to say.
Okay.
We can go back to the old way now.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you gave me a call earlier this morning when we were doing the planning saying, hey, we need to change this up. Is it because we've been away for a while?
No. I started my Simpsons dive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's how far do you plan to go?
To the limit.
To the limit.
Yep.
Oh, so you're just basically doing what I did, except 3 months later.
I'm gonna hit the Truman Wall.
You're gonna hit the edge of the known universe. You're gonna get cool. gonna go like nuzzle right up to that Dyson sphere.
Clunk.
Clump. Yeah, afraid of water. Bart Simpson is. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Who the hell are you, right? Now I get it. Yeah.
Right.
So you're dropping science on me that I long ago forgot.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, cool. No, so I finished. I got all the way through season 25.
What did you finish on?
You know, the huge.
It's your stack of technology boxes.
Yeah. I went to the place where I keep the good boxes. So this weekend, you know, I order a lot of stuff off of Amazon. I ride my Prime till the wheels fall off, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I went around and I will what happens is I will open up a box of technology or something from around the house, a bell of some sort, and I will put it, you know, on the nearest flat surface, and then when I go around and when my little machine tells me to do my tidying every 2 days in various rooms, I will pick up stuff off those flat surfaces and put them in a place that is out of sight, which this kind of bubbling heuristic takes all of my boxes and detritus and puts it, you know, in closets. So I went around all my closets and rearranged my closets and excavated a large number of Amazon boxes and various other technology boxes. And put those in the recycling bin.
Right.
Not the good boxes. Not the good boxes. Basically, I need to always be ready to move. I'm month to month, Chris.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I know.
You're going to ride, much like Russell Brand, Cole rides his Prime until the wheels fall off.
Oh, you have no idea how right you are, I guess, depending on how much you hate us. Yeah. Or hate me, rather.
Huh. A lot.
Yeah, but these are the things. Yeah, so I finished the Simpsons dive, like a shade under a decade, too. It took 4 months, I think, to go through 25 seasons of television.
Well, you got other stuff to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, That's still a shocking amount of television to get through in that.
I mean, if you didn't have anything to do, you could probably get through it in 4 months.
Cool. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Fuck you, too.
Well, you know.
Oh, well.
We're brothers.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's icky.
We can do this. I don't even know anymore. I really don't. Yeah, so you'll have to give me reports. And cool. continue dropping those bombs. So a couple weeks ago, when you were like, when you kept on hammering the "don't treat your podcast like it's your job"
thing, that was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty good. You kept on saying it. I thought it was just an incredibly a very mean way for you to comment on the way that I spend my time. I didn't realize until a couple of weekends ago that that you were actually quoting "Orange Is the New Black" to me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not the first thing too, but. Your silence says everything.
I'm good. No. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It does bother me. I mean, I just didn't know how to articulate it.
Oh, until a show about a lady's prison, elucidated right. It for you. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just on this television tip, over my convalescent period from my sinus infection, I went from one kind of person to another kind of person.
Cool.
Who, you know,
why?
I went from person who has never seen The Wire to person who saw The Wire way too late and wants to talk about it but realizes how awful of a person that makes him.
Not where I thought you were going with that.
What do you mean?
I thought you went from person who hasn't robo-tripped to person who has robo-tripped.
I've never done Robitussin to excess. I hear it makes you feel like you're dead.
Maybe you wish you were dead.
Yeah.
No, it makes you feel like everyone else is dead.
Oh, you're the only alive person?
Right.
Yeah. you jump in there, you pull out your robo guts, you rehumanize yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you recognize everybody else is just hollow shells.
Have you ever been robo-tripping and looked at your veins under blacklight?
No, have you?
Oh, yeah. You can see the DXM move.
wait a minute, DMX? What's he got to do with this? Is he all up in here?
No. He doesn't say that, does he?
Yeah, he's y'all gonna make your veins lose their mind.
DXM, it's the abbreviation for the stuff that makes you drip balls.
Oh, the stuff they took out and replaced with guaifenesin.
Extra, yeah. No, yeah. they put the guaifenesin in there, or whatever, to make you sick before you drink too much of it.
Oh, okay. So that's poison.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So it's like denaturing rubbing alcohol. So it makes the homeless people sick.
Is that the green kind?
I don't know. I just know that they do something to rubbing alcohol to make it so it makes homeless people sick. Same thing with like hand sanitizer and Sterno and stuff.
Only sell it in brown bags.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised that there's not like brown bag brand liquor, actually.
It's Johnny Bootlegger. It comes in a flask.
Yeah?
A plastic flask, yeah.
Yeah, well, down here around Kentucky way, there's a lot of liquors that sell in mason jars.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Green bean liquor.
yeah. Got to get up on that okra sauce.
Pickle liquor.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a brine. It's a briny steep. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I get it. It sounds like, oh man, we went back to the 1970s and we got that off of a dorm room poster wall. Pickle liquor. Yeah, like all done up in like a psychedelic font. Like basically what she just created was a full page spread in National Lampoon magazine.
Awesome. I wonder what his vinegar strokes look like.
Ugh.
Get it?
Yeah,
pickle,
I get it.
Vinegar?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know where strokes fit in.
Listening to the Strokes. I don't know. You know, so this is the business room. We just provide ingredients for jokes and everybody else can assemble them. We're basically like that new DiGiorno site. It's like, make your own pizza, design it. Yeah, we're just going to sell you a bunch of ingredients in a bag.
The Tuberhead Brothers.
Yeah, it's comedy podcast deconstructed.
Mm, yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Asian fusion.
Mm.
So this week, as we record this, and really as this comes out, assuming you're going to do it on the normal time,
back to normal time. Yeah.
There was another Malaysian airline crash.
Yeah.
shot out of the sky by a missile.
Mm-hmm. Really terrifying, really scary stuff.
Right. Now, you might be asking, where does this fit into the plot of Orange is the New Black?
you know, I think we haven't really found out Nichols's backstory a lot. My theory, Ukrainian separatist.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So Jason Biggs apparently went to Twitter after he found out about the plane being shot out of the sky, the Malaysian Airlines flight. And he tweeted, anyone want to buy my Malaysian Airlines frequent flyer miles?
Oh, he's not going to be able to be the Affleck duck anymore.
Oh, no.
That was such a cherry gig for him, too.
Geez. He could do all the Saget blowjob jokes he wants. You can't say Malaysian airline. That's not possible. Yeah. So then he followed that up with all caps. How do you mistakenly shoot down a commercial plane? On purpose, mostly. He didn't say that, but yeah. He said, it's saddest for the victims and their families, obviously, but Malaysia Airlines is apparently a great airline. Going to be tough to recover.
Why is Jason Biggs doing a Malaysian airline PR?
Yeah. So then there was a tidal wave of public backlash, to which he responded, as you should, when you're drunk with your publicist. Hey, all you too soon assholes, it's a fucking joke. You don't have to think it's funny or even be on my Twitter page at all. The idea that I wouldn't have any empathy for the victims or their families because I made a joke is ridiculous. Truly, you losers are literally trying to find shit to get angry about.
Yeah, good on you. Good on you. It's their fault. I'm so sorry you're upset. Take your fucking lumps. You can't say something controversial and then be upset because people react like it's controversial. You fucking man-child. Hey, guys, 9/11. Oh, why are you so mad? People died.
Right. They did say that in relation to population, that the loss of life in the Netherlands from people from the Netherlands makes that a tragedy equal to them as 9/11 was to us. Just looking at percentage of population.
Huh.
Yeah. Statistics.
So wait a minute. Like, does that make the O'Doyle family driving off that cliff genocide?
The O'Doyle family?
Yeah, Billy Madison deep cuts.
Oh, geez. Oh, well, I know, but then it showed back up someplace else. I can't remember.
Okay,
I mixed it up with the O'Poyles.
Oh, the McPoyles. Yeah.
What's the difference?
I mean, it is a readily citable fact. Okay, so all right. So the Malaysian Airlines tragedy is to the Netherlands as 9/11 is to America, as Brian Doyle Murphy dying is to the Murphy family.
Correct.
Or Murray. Yeah, Murray. Yeah, Murphy O'Doyle. What are you doing, Cole? Why'd you say cracked? Are we on
said,
some like
no
code?
I said correct.
Correct. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I was just letting you go off the rails.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Cool.
I was gonna let you dig a tweet hole. Oh shit, Jason Biggs is deep in a tweet hole.
Why? Okay, Chris, why does anybody follow Jason Biggs on Twitter?
Why aren't you?
I could have seen this in real time. Like, I'm about maybe 8 years too late on the Twitter train. I use Twitter a lot. You know, Twitter is a big way of how we promote stuff on this network. It's fine. I'm down with it. But, like, you follow people because they got, like, interesting shit to say, not because they were in, like, a thing that you saw once.
First off, what?
No, just like why are celebrities tweeting for themselves anyway? Like, we've seen time and again. Like, what is it? What's his face? Mr. Johnny McRape song.
Mr. T's son.
Mr. Johnny McRape song T. No. What's his name? Robin Thicke. Alan Thicke. Robin Thicke. He did like an,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Stripe Suit.
Mr. Seaver's son.
Yeah, yeah. He did like an Ask Me Anything on Twitter, and people were just like, "Yeah, why'd you write a song about like all that stuff? Like, you're awful." I've never even heard the song.
That's the end of the theme song, I think. To the Growing Pains.
Yeah. You ever get like a little melody in your head that doesn't resolve itself? Like, it doesn't go back to the root?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. The one thing I did want to say before we move on is
we're not moving on. This is a subtopic.
There's two things you don't have to pay for a ticket to see, and they're the most compelling things to me. Number one is a car accident, and number two is watching someone throw it all away.
And for Jason Biggs, what's he going to throw away? Is TBS going to not show American Pie as much?
He's on O is the New B.
I know. But like, his role in the plot was diminishing anyway. Not no spoilers, but
oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, he figures, oh, they're gonna write me out, so I might as well go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fuck you, and fuck any celebrity who thinks people care what you have to say.
Evidently, we do.
Be funny. Ugh. Fuck you, Jason Biggs. Weird looking dude. Eugene Levy's son.
This actually segues nicely into another story I have.
Does it? Oh, do it.
Yeah. Evidently in Oregon. There's a lawsuit that's been filed against the University of Oregon by a fired public safety officer. It's like a campus cop.
Yeah.
I don't know why he filed the lawsuit, but as part of filing the lawsuit, he has brought out a fantastic list his fellow officers compiled of people that, quote, should eat a bowl of dicks.
Okay, how do you prepare a bowl of dicks? Saute in a light butter sauce?
Right, basically. It's 225 names or things on the list, and the list is whole. The lawsuit says that they would actually spend time during their shift meetings, a lot of time during their shift meetings, to discuss additions or subtractions from the list of people who should eat a bowl of dicks. And then people would just basically stay around this guy's office all day instead of being on their beat discussing who was added or subtracted from the people who should eat a bowl of dicks. Do you have anybody that just comes to mind first off, besides Jason Biggs?
Like people or things that I wish would eat a bowl of dicks?
Right. Like who should be on this list?
Like what's the scope here? Are we talking like international figures? Or
I'll give you an example. Mick Jagger's arm fat.
Okay. Fingernail clippers.
Ray Lewis.
The guy who wrote the Ghostbusters theme song?
No, he's a football player.
Oh, okay. Parker Lewis. Yeah, fucker's got to be taken down a peg.
Right. Comcast.
Okay, I can get down with that one.
One Light Out high beam drivers.
Okay. So is this just like a burn book? Like a middle schoolers, like, you know, we're going to keep this in the bathroom and just like just talk shit in this notebook.
Carrot Top. the Hogan family.
Who's the Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, the whole family.
Well, yeah, I guess he did open up his family to a certain amount of scrutiny when he did
.org websites.
This guy, he's got his thumb on the cultural zeitgeist.
The 1990 NBA Finals.
Okay, can you tell me who was in that?
No clue. Al Roker. SpongeBob.
Okay.
Spandex on fat people.
Yeah.
The original first responder guy.
First responder?
I don't know.
Like I've fallen and I can't get up?
No, like 9/11 first responders.
Oh. Huh.
I think.
It's like a weird
Well, no, the first guy that was like
eat a bullet, dicks, heroes,
capitalizing off of it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The first guy that thought he should eat at a buffet for free.
People, the first guy who started furiously printing T-shirts.
Off ramp bums.
Yeah, you.
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Yeah, you know, you went there. They undercooked the eggs at the Denny's there. It's a real shit show.
I hate that. I want it over hard. Yeah. So that's what they spent their time doing. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So there's probably people saying Jason Biggs should eat, you know, should eat a bowl of dicks.
Maybe. Yeah, I just, you know, I think I flipped on this. I think that is a very valuable. Do you think of anybody else who is doing that?
What do you mean doing, making that list?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's. I have a dry erase board here, but.
Yeah, no, I think that that's valuable work. If nobody else is doing it, then they're filling a niche.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, we've been away for a little while, so I figured we'd come back with a bang, with a bomb, boom, with a bingo, boshk, with a quiz. All right. So You know how I do. Sometimes I can't sleep, laying in bed with the iPad. Just looking up stuff, and sometimes you fall down a wiki hole, and sometimes you find something that is really inspiring, really goofy. In this case, I was doing a bunch of reading on the KKK. It's interesting. They're like a gang, you know,
right?
And like any kind of gang, they've got a structure. There's an internal society that they're running on, but some of their terminology a little bit goofy. So
true.
I'm going to give you a category, and within each category, there's going to be two items that are real and one item that is made up.
Okay.
I want you to name the one that is made up.
Okay.
Okay. Lieutenants. These are the people who serve the highest ranking people in any given cell of the KKK.
Okay.
All right. And these are their titles. Hydras, Griffins, Goblins. Which Griffins. One is fake? Yep. That is. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm in a lot of clubs.
You know what? I may be a Freemason, a communist, a member of the Homosexual Alliance, but I am not a communist.
It's going to be like a 12-hour funeral just because of all the shit they got to do when I die.
You're like the kid who tried to get in as many yearbook photos as possible.
Right.
Okay. How did he get both the Knights of Columbus and the Nubian Brotherhood? I don't understand. Wow. Yeah. So did I just wander into your wheelhouse, Chris? Is there something we need
no,
to talk about?
I'm not.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's fine. Yeah, so Hydras are real. They assist the Grand Dragon, and goblins a little bit lower down. Their assistance to the Grand Giant.
Dragon or giant?
The Hydras serve the dragon and the goblins serve the giant. I don't know what's like hard about this for you.
Good for you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Moving on. Tribunals. You know, every organization, when it reaches a certain size, has to, they got to keep their shit on lockdown. The judiciary, right?
Okay. So,
tribunals. The Grand Council of Ghouls. The Grand Council of Yahoos. The Grand Council of Centaurs.
The Grand Council of Yahoos.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ghouls?
Nope. Yep.
God damn it, that was my first thought.
Second. You know, just like little green ghouls?
Yeah, which is why I thought you did that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if you can have goblins, then why can't you have ghouls?
Every KKK hall is outfitted with an arcade machine of ghouls and goblins.
Well, yeah, but see, here's the thing, is that are we talking about American rules or international?
I mean, I think internationally it's just, you know, neo-Nazis.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is American specifically. But
yeah. Damn it, I should have said ghouls.
You really should have said ghouls. Although ghouls, that is actually a KKK term, but that is a rank and file member of the KKK. They're ghouls because of the ghost-like
get-up they got. What a mess.
I know, right? The Grand Council of Yahoos is, it's like internal affairs. That's, you know, like looking at the higher-ups. And the Grand Council of Centaurs, they're the tribunal that puts ghouls to trial. Okay.
Yeah.
Jurisdictions, Chris. Because you know you got to figure out what where everything is. Here we go.
Okay.
The alien world. The invisible empire. The underrealm.
The underrealm.
Damn it! How'd you get that one?
It's all good.
Yeah,
that was just a guess.
Yeah. So the underrealm, that's me. The alien world is anything outside of the KKK. And
well, your universe.
And the invisible empire is any land that the KKK controls.
Sure.
So it's their turf. Their turf is the invisible empire. All right.
Okay.
All right. Acronyms. These are words that you know that you say in lieu of, it's like initialisms, right?
Right.
Okay.
AWOL.
Kiggy.
Kiggy.
K-I-G-Y.
Okay.
Labia. L-A-Y-B-I-A. Sandbog. S-A-N-B-O-G.
Sandbog.
Nope.
Ah, labia.
You really got to trust your gut, dog.
I know.
Sandbog is strangers are near, be on guard. Kiggy is Klansman, I greet you. And labia is me. If I was pressed on that, I was going to say, look around you, be incredibly alert.
Well, labia.
Labia. All right. And finally, the names for ruling bodies.
Okay.
All right. Clonclave. Clongress. Clan Burgess.
Yeah.
Oof. All begin with KL. So.
Was it Clangress?
No, Clongress.
Clongress.
Was that your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. That's the upper house. The upper legislative that creates new rules. The Clan Burgess is the lower house, like Burgesses, like House of Burgesses. Mm-hmm. Clonclave was me.
Well, that makes... Oh, yeah. All right.
How fucked up is this? They're like the original terrorist group of the United States, and they're running around with ghouls and dragons. They might as well just be like incredibly insular LARPers.
It's kind of what they are. I mean, they don't really do anything like they used to. I think they still burn crosses.
I think they do. I think mostly they go. They go around and get the ACLU to protect them.
Now, was there a story that led you to that?
No. I was just like reading. You fall down a wiki hole, right?
Propaganda, right?
No. I was just looking into alternative lifestyles.
Right.
Yeah.
This one's not working out so great.
Oh man. So yeah.
Yeah, because there is a story in the news about the Klan.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Klan has a nationwide recruitment effort, and the Klan in South Carolina decided to join that recruitment effort by passing out candy sacks on people's doorsteps on Saturday night and Sunday morning. Included in the candy sacks was a paper that said, "Save our land, join the Klan." It included a phone number that led to an automated message about the group's efforts against illegal immigration. Robert Jones, a imperial claylif of the Loyal White Knights, says that the overnight drops were part of their nationwide recruitment effort, and that they had received 20,000 phone calls daily at the hotline.
Wow.
Yeah. One resident in the neighborhood said, "You shouldn't have to wake up in fear that somebody might burn a cross in your yard."
You shouldn't have to wake up fearing that somebody's going to leave delicious treats.
Is this the kinder, softer clan? Jones is this grand caliph guy, claylif or whatever you say.
Yeah.
He says that they did not target specific homes. He said, "We can't tell who lives in a house, whether they're black, white, Mexican, or gay. We just can't tell that. And if you were to look at somebody's house like that, that means you would pretty much be a racist."
You're fucking with me.
Nope.
So shouldn't you be like wicked qualified? like you have to have like a 99.99% like accuracy rate on this, otherwise your whole ideology is flawed.
Yeah, no, that would be racist.
What do you think? Hey, I'm some kind of monster? Well, you are running around like a ghoul.
Whoa,
green little ghouls. What?
No, just
no, just that it sounded like you made a like you had a you had a revelation.
If I did that, I'd be a pedophile. Well,
no, that's
your member is inside a child.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like the clock clawing the kettle clack.
Right.
Oh God, this fucking country, man.
Broken. Broke and broken. Morally, economically, there's no hope.
No, we're riding this one down. But you know, there are places where prosperity is in effect. Places where efficiency needs to go through the roof. What's the most common like excuse for just like, oh man, I gotta like skip a day?
Hangover.
I'm not talking about, that's not an excuse, Chris. That's like honesty. That's an explanation. Oh no. Like
Monday.
Well, what's that?
Monday.
Oh, you're turning, that's Garfield. You're on that Garfield tip.
Right.
Okay, I'm simultaneously rewatching The Simpsons and Garfield and Friends. You know, I just dip in. I love that U.S. Acres. Sheldon, he's a trip.
More of a Heathcliff kind of guy, but
okay, yeah. You know, it was what was it? Riff Raff who ate the fish skeletons. Wasn't Heathcliff?
No, it was the purple acid.
Yeah, no, but it's going to the dentist, right?
Oh, that's the excuse.
Yeah, I can't come in. I got a dentist appointment, right?
Right. What's the second?
Well, no, this is really just a setup. Yeah, I'm going in diagonal, Chris. I'm just sidling on into the story. Well, not the case in Silicon Valley, where a new craze is sweeping the streets.
Scooter accident.
Scooter accident. it's like that one movie Crash, not the Brendan Fraser one, but the let's fuck our amputee holes one. Yeah, just like they're out there, they're party crashing on their Vespas.
I ramped my Vespa.
I flipped my Vespa into the bay.
Right.
Yeah. No, scooter crashes.
I tried to jump the Google bus on my Vespa.
Yes. Scooter Crash is my favorite character from The
I
Wire.
I could have made it if I didn't try to do it long ways.
Yeah. Try to be like. Okay, so if Silicon Valley was a modern day retelling of Happy Days, like the equivalent of the Fonz trying to jump his Vespa over six Google cars.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he crashes right into Pinky Tuscadero, who is just like a router, I guess.
I don't even know who that is.
No, Pinky Tuscadero.
I don't know, like I said.
She the female equivalent of Fonzie. She was billed as like the next big thing. They introduced her and her little sister Leather, but none of the cast liked her, so they got rid of her. Pinky Tuscadero,
much like a real family.
Yeah, died of breast cancer here recently.
Why won't you go away?
Yeah, well, I mean, she did. Just
talking to you.
She's dead as fuck. So, thanks. Cool.
No problem.
All right, yeah. No. So the new craze, you know, after you fuck up your grill by crashing your scooter into Leather Tuscadero, you've got mobile dentistry. Just a big old van, has two seats. Just roll around from you know, tech company to tech company, and within 45 minutes you can do things such as get teeth cleaning, root canals, cavity fillings, and even veneers. If you got to look smart for that next little meeting that you got. A pitch to your VCs, to your venture capitalists. Got to slap some veneers on there, you know. Just go out there within 45 minutes. Hey, we can see 100 patients a week. Average time to go to a regular dentist, 3 to 4 hours. Who has time for that? Even if your smartphone is connectable from anywhere, even if you know you are on the Internet of Things and you can work from any place, you know, still that is lost. That you know that is lost productivity. That is a life drain, and you know. The spokesman for the company, which is called Studio Dental, says, hey, this improves your work-life balance, by which we mean take all of the life out of work and make it all work. Have fun. No more balance anymore. Help it. Get rid of it.
Cool, man.
Studio Dental. Yeah.
What else could you offer in a van? I already have a Bloodmobile.
Uber's delivering is delivering ice cream now.
Prostate stuff. It's like the butt stuff.
Yeah, it's the butt stuff.
Butt stuff mobile.
Yeah, yeah. No, just it's okay. New business idea.
The
exhaust pipe. We buy a fleet of Transams. We refurb them. We go down to halfway houses. We staff up a new company called the Exhaust Pipe, and we go around giving mobile prostate exams.
I guess. In my neighborhood, the butt stuff mobile is just the ice cream truck. But
yeah, I mean every
neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, let's admit it here. The ice cream truck is just this generation's Pied Piper. Gonna lure the kids off, sell them off to be slave soldiers.
Hey, everybody, watch! I'm gonna do the push pop.
Oh God.
No, it's a dance. What the fuck was it?
Well, it's a push me pull you. Yeah, no, it's what the fuck is a push pop? Is that sherbet?
It's Flintstones. Yeah, it's like essentially like a toilet paper tube with a push rod.
Yeah, yeah, it's a piston. It's a piston pop.
Yeah, it's a piston of orange goo.
Mmm, appetizing.
Who wants some?
Yeah, I'll run across a busy street for that.
$1.50.
All right, new business. Ice cream truck that is staffed entirely from people who couldn't bounce back after Snatch. All extras from Snatch. $1.50, mate. Love.
That was actually Boston. But...
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fucked up accent, Vans.
It's a deep cut.
What is?
It's from Adam Sandler's first album, actually.
Is it? Wow.
Yep, Toll Booth Willie.
Toll Booth Willie.
Huh. Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
Well, now you're just straight up Sean Connery. What the fuck? Chris, I think your accents have wanderlust.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe they're immigrants.
It should be tolerant.
Boston Scott.
Hmm.
Which is his name, actually.
Like the guy from this comedy album 30 years ago?
No, the new one that I made up. My voice is Boston Scott.
It's Boston Scott. He's a globetrotter.
A trailblazer.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your expert opinion. Seattle police have not identified a woman involved in, an incident. They have told reporters that she became belligerent when told by the manager of Broadway Dick's Drive-In to leave. She hurled condiments and a charity box at the staff behind the counter and then concluded her rant by pulling down her pants and began performing a blank in front of Dick's employees.
Piano concerto.
Under the line of where you're going to fill in this Mad Lib, I will say lewd act.
Did they blank it out?
No. Nope.
In the article?
Not this article.
Okay. Can it, like, let's charades this. One word or two.
It's a sentence, I think.
Started performing a will
no,
it
says it says she started performing a lewd act, and then there's a new sentence. She did what?
I mean, my original answer was piano concerto, and that's probably true. That's the most likely scenario. She flicked the bean. Oh, that's gross. Oh man, why did I say that?
I don't know.
she listened to the spoon song "Me and the Bean." She pointed directly at her business and said, "Y'all can't afford this." that's tough. I mean, it's hard not to go like straight up on the nose.
Penetrating herself with a summer sausage.
Oh, okay. I was gonna go with winter, by which I mean a frozen like Johnsonville pig in a blanket.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she did.
Yeah.
She used her pelvic cavity to house a summer sausage.
I mean, was it up there for storage? I mean, you ever tried to have a room temperature summer sausage?
It's like a meat locker in here.
98.6 degrees is the ideal temperature for sausage.
Yep. She caused $75 worth of damage.
I mean, does that include the psych bills or?
No, that's all I got. Maybe you should say something else.
Well, maybe I should. Oh, another story.
I thought you'd have a better guess than Piano Concerto.
Yeah, sorry. It's
too much Mr. Holland's Opus for you.
Do we know what that lady's financial situation was?
Yeah, I assume in poverty.
Poverty, that's funny. No. Yeah. So, well, people turn to like desperate acts when they're desperate, right?
Right.
She probably wanted some attention. She was in there. She didn't get her condiments. She for Frank from her meat locker. If she had a place to live, if she had a roof over her head, she probably wouldn't have to turn to that. Also, you know, what if that roof over her head raised awareness for local businesses?
Okay.
Yeah. Chris, there's a solution for homelessness coming out of Slovakia.
All right. Advertising on the box.
No, even better than that. Putting... They take it and they turn it. Chris, imagine this. Small little lean-tos. Small houses are all the rage right now. People could probably pay a lot of money for this or subsidize it like this. Wedge-shaped houses on the sides of streets, on the sides of intersections. Billboard on one side, billboard on the other, so people coming from both sides can see it. And in the space in between, a little house for homeless people.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thought it would be a public restroom. They'd call them wee pees.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, man, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
I wish you would.
Okay, cool. Well, you can go to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. You know what? Submit topics. Submit stories. Submit all these things. Or you can go to duckfeed.tv/contact. I personally would like to get more of your involvement in this because I know whenever we go away, people ask about it. And I'd like to know that you're out there. So those are ways that you can feed into the show. Otherwise, you can just like us and show support there. Or, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, kick a couple bucks. This is the last episode we'll be recording on the current audio setup. The new setup is going to be sleek and shiny thanks to some of those dollars. I'm excited about that. And in general, Chris, is there anything else they can do besides rating, reviewing, and telling a friend?
No, you got it.
Hi, sorry, America.
Sorry.